My hope is that all of us could learn to share multidimensionally, you know, our bodies, our emotions, our minds, and more subtly, and also do that sexually and non-sexually. Our minds are the first thing to change. Our minds are, we could change our minds just by reading something. You know, we could read an idea and our mind can be changed permanently, but that doesn't necessarily change our emotions or our body. So we could understand something mentally, but nothing changes in our emotions and bodies merely by understanding it mentally. The next thing to change is our emotions, and the thickest part of our being is our physical body. So emotions are slightly thicker than thoughts. You know, thoughts are very thin and easily changed. Emotions are a little thicker than thoughts, and your body is even thicker than emotions. So the last part to change is your body. And so what I'm about to talk about, I want you to understand it in your mind first, something with our minds, so that we could then work with our emotions and our bodies. Some of us just went over a few of these things a few days ago, but obviously we need to go over a little more. And the main thing that I want everyone to understand is the dark side and why it's essential and why you basically can't have long-lasting polarity unless you're able to give and receive energy from the dark side. Any questions? No. you don't have to. This is just, we're just going to briefly touch on these things just so you have a basic understanding of things. So what this is a picture of is inside of all of us, we have, each of us has a masculine identification and a feminine identification. And our masculine identification is when we identify with consciousness, our own consciousness. And so most Eastern religions, meditation, where you meditate on the witness, all those are masculinizing. They will make your body masculine. They will make the way you move masculine. And the masculine in all of us, which is identification with consciousness, is always attempting to discover freedom. The way it tries to discover freedom is through release, through emptiness and death, whether it's financial killings, whether it's sports teams killing the other team, whether it's ego death in meditation. So the masculine is all about dying into freedom. And what these are, you probably can't read any of these. It looks like Chinese. Now, I don't even know if I can read it. I'll read them to you. This says emptiness, release, and death, because this whole side, the masculine side, is all about seeking emptiness, release, and death. And the way masculine people, men and women, seek it is on a kind of spectrum. So in the middle of the spectrum, you know, kind of the medium way of seeking emptiness and release, things like TV and beer and sports, that says financial, took me a second there. Financial killings, masturbation. So most people engage in these kinds of things in the middle. Most people identified with their masculine watch TV, they're into sports, they drink beer or wine or something, they masturbate. And all of those things empty you. They make you feel empty. They increase tension, then you release the tension. You know, the Super Bowl, the tie score, you know, 2 minutes left, everyone's on the edge of their seats, and then, yeah, just like an ejaculation. TV is like, just zone out in front of it. Beer zones you out. Anything that zones you out releases you. It feels like freedom. And so masculine people tend to emphasize the center of the spectrum. Now, on the lighter end of the spectrum are things like meditation and philosophy. So some masculine people seek the release into nothingness through sitting in meditation or studying philosophy and discussing it. And then the darker side of the spectrum, where there's the most energy, are things like war and abuse and rape. Those are ways that masculine people also feel free. All wars are fought in the name of freedom, you know, political freedom, spiritual freedom, financial freedom, cultural freedom, religious freedom. Rape is actually a form of getting what you want, being free to do what you want. So, you know, you control someone and you have your way with them. You're free. That's a very dark side of freedom, but it still gives masculine people a taste of freedom. Or abusing someone, you know, punching them, controlling them, getting your way with them. All those are forms of freedom.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.